The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
Out of all of the infuriating things about America right now, there is one that rests high above, towers over all the others. Of course, I don't even need to say it. You can say it with me. It is, of course, the looming problem of
terrorism.
No, Chick-fil-A.
Oh.
Chick-fil-A. Okay, remember, the late founder of this restaurant chain had the audacity to believe in the American dream. Wow. Now, imagine the audacity of Truett Cathy and his the audacity of his company to exploit America's free market system by making a good product that people actually want to buy. Imagine that. Then to slowly grow their business over several decades from a single family-run restaurant to the third largest fast food chain in America behind McDonald's and Starbucks, providing hundreds of thousands of jobs along the way. How dare they? But I haven't even scratched the surface of the evil of Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A remains closed on Sundays. As if this was still the Eisenhower era, where it was common to believe in God or something. Now, by closing on Sundays, Chick-fil-A is clearly preaching the Bible. Now, I haven't been to Chick-fil-A lately, but I have done my homework here just in the last couple of days, because the New Yorker is very upset about Chick-fil-A. So I haven't seen it myself, but I am sure that they are checking your Jesus card before you're allowed to place an order, right? No shirt, no shoes, no savior, no service. New. What backward hicks? I mean, we can't allow this to go on, can we? Well, we can in the South, but now they've crossed the line, okay? Now they've dared to open 4 locations in Manhattan. Hello! Don't you realize that we have declared that island godless? And you are not allowed to have pickles on your chicken sandwich, because we all know that is pointing to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, this tragedy, I read the description by Dan Pippenbring. He's one of my favorite, Pippenberger Bring or something. I love all of his writings in the New Yorker. And he wrote over the weekend, and, you know, I see his point. It's almost as if Nazi recruitment centers had opened in Manhattan. His article is titled Chick-fil-A's Creepy Infiltration of New York City. And that is the feeling I get from Chick-fil-A. Creepiness. You know what I mean? Especially cows. Cows with paintbrushes on billboards? How'd they get up there? How do they hold the brush? It's that kind of creepiness that really is freaking me out. But that's not what he's talking about. He, of course, is talking about Chick-fil-A's, quoting, pervasive Christian traditionalism. Man, he says their headquarters in Atlanta are adorned with Bible verses and a statue of Jesus washing a disciple's feet. First of all, whoa, in New York? Really? No, it's in Atlanta. But in New York, you have to hear about stories about a statue of a Jew doing service to his fellow man? Oh my gosh, all the humanity. Now, he says that Bible pounding is just below the surface at Chick-fil-A. To think that this poor man and other New Yorkers have to step inside one of these Jesus indoctrination chicken centers for this story assignment. I don't know how he did it. It's cruel and unusual punishment. This progressive has a problem with Chick-fil-A because its founder believed in something. Wow. Well, it doesn't sound very tolerant, and I'm sure the New Yorker... I mean, let's imagine that Wendy's founder, Dave Thomas, was a Muslim. Let's go further to the point of ridiculousness that we didn't know that Wendy had red hair or freckles because she had to wear a burqa and a headscarf. Now, do you think the New Yorker, even at that point of ridiculousness, would talk about the creepy indoctrination that is going on with Wendy's? No. They would celebrate the diversity, wouldn't they? He wrote, "There's something especially distasteful about Chick-fil-A, which has sought to portray itself as better than other fast food, cleaner, gentler, more ethical." Oh my gosh! The worst thing that could happen is somebody trying to portray themselves as that. He's clearly freaked out that someone would dare integrate aspects of their faith and values in how they run their country, their company. I know it's not usually done. I know we don't even usually take our faith and try to live by it in our day-to-day life. But here's a company that shows, yeah, it can be done. Typical of today's journalist, he never pauses to consider that perhaps those ingredients, and not the Colonel's secret herbs and spices, but these well-known ingredients are the reasons why Chick-fil-A lines wrap around the block. And yes, as creepy as it is, even in New York City, Batman...
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.